All right, so what do you say? We finished strongly. Let's get this. Hit the weekend hard. Go into the weekend strongly. Earn it. 1-800-636-8686. I am Jim Rome. This is The Jungle. Program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. The third hour is an open hour. Hey, let me take 1 minute and acknowledge the phone calls. So normally I'm quick to say, man, these calls are not good enough. You could do better. This week, though, we've had a couple of smack-off champs in a non-smack-off season. We were out of season. We had Brad yesterday. Of course, he got run. But in fact, can you reset that really quickly, Alvin? You were not here. Did you hear it, Alvin? You did not work yesterday. All right, so Alvin's not going to reset it here because Alvin has let me know that it's in the week that was. Brad called yesterday because Matt in L.A. called before him. And without giving away the whole thing, Alvin will recap this and reset this in the week that was, which is coming up later on this hour. But point being, the GOAT called yesterday. Another former champ called today. Jeff in Richmond. Anybody else? Is there anybody else that could be in that same conversation that wants to give me a call in hour number three? It's been a good week in that regard. You already know the phone number if you're one of them, but here it is anyway, 1-800-636-8686. Also, please follow me on Twitter, at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at HaveAtake.com. In terms of the weekend, I do have an appearance on the NFL on CBS on Sunday morning. I will be here in California for that, and I've got my views from Rome, so I will be on with JB and the entire crew. I've got thoughts on Russell Wilson that I will share. I've got a preview of the Pats and the Chiefs. I've got thoughts on the Ravens, among other things. So I will suit up, and I will be ready for that. That's noon Eastern, 9 Pacific. It is on CBS. It's a big doubleheader day on CBS, so make sure you check that out. I want to talk about playoff Kirsch. Had Clayton Kershaw not shown up yesterday, and had he lost to the Brewers, y'all would be in here killing him. Of course, none of you are, because you can't. I'll get there. But before I talk about the Dodgers, I actually want to talk about the Padres. And I want to talk about the polarization and the debate over bat flipping. Like, it should have ended years ago, but it didn't. So if there are still dopes trying to say that styling a home run is unsportsmanlike, that it shows up the pitcher. If you're still out there and there's still people who feel that way, then yesterday was a bad day for you idiots because bats were being flipped. Home runs were being pimped all over this great land of ours. Why don't we start in Atlanta where the Braves had a 1-0 lead. They had a 1-0 lead over the Reds in the eighth when Marcell Ozuna came up with a man on.
The pitch hit in the air and hit well to left. Back is Goodwin looking up and waving goodbye. Two-run home run, Marcell Ozuna. And it's 3-0 Braves.
Yeah, it is. He crushed that ball. Then he crushed his celebration. He stopped partway down the first baseline to mime taking a selfie. It was incredible. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, you saw that. But if you saw it yesterday, you already know. That was like Joe Horn going into the goalpost, into the padding for his cell phone way back in the day. An incredible move. But I used to have some good conversations with Joe Horn back in the day. Hawk, do you have any idea who that is? You ever heard of Joe Horn? Come on, Hawk, you have no idea who that is. That wasn't even the best celebration of the day, though. Because the Padres were playing later, and they were trying to keep their season alive. And they had a rough outing in Game 1 against the Cardinals. And then they came back in Game 2. They promptly fell behind. In fact, they were down 6-2 heading into the bottom of the sixth. They were running out of outs. They needed something to happen. Sure enough, Fernando Tatis Jr. happened. He stepped up with two men on.
2-2 pitch. This one ripped to left field and gone in a hurry. Tatis delivers the electricity with a three-run shot. No crowd, but the DJ's spinning. The lights are flashing, and the Padres are back in this game thanks to Fernando Tatis Jr.
Look at the emotion, man. So sweet. That goes without saying. That was enormous. That was huge. and even bigger coming from Tatis, who had been struggling of late. He had hit a buck 64 down the stretch, 164. So what was his mindset as he stepped to the plate for that big at bat?
I feel like we needed that big swing for the entire team to get us going. You know, we were missing a lot. We run in scoring position, and I feel like that whoever did it first, we were gonna feed off of that. And thanks God I did it first.
He's right. He is so right. They needed that big swing, and they were going to feed off that big swing. You know what's better than Tatis dropping a 3-run bomb to get within a run? Manny Machado stepping into the batter's box right after him.
16 home runs in the regular season for Machado. Just one off of Tatis's pace. And that one's launched to left field. They go back to back. Padres have tied it with Tatis and Machado. And two guys that have followed each other all season have now powered the Padres back into this game.
That'll happen. Slam Diego. Machado got all of that and then some, and then it's tied up. You didn't think the Padres were done, did you? You don't get that nickname, Slam Diego, because your team occasionally will jump ship. When you've got a handle like that, you've got to back it up. You have to back it up. And then Will Myers led off the bottom of the seventh.
De Leon, deep to left towards the pole. Off the bricks and another home run for San Diego. Padres have their first lead of the series.
Smoked. Yeah, go ahead and leave one up for that guy. Good luck with that. The Padres have the lead, 7-6. But the inning was not over. Because if there is a Will Myers sighting, that means Fernando is not that far behind. And sure enough, Tatis came up with one on and two out. And if you have not seen this, I'm going to pause right now so you can get to a TV. Because if you have not seen this, you need to see this. It'll make your day. It'll make your week. It'll probably make your month. Get to a TV. Are you ready? All right, roll it.
And the pitch is in the air, deep towards right field. Fowler going back onto the warning track, looking up, gonna go! He did it again! Fernando Tatis Jr. with his second home run in his many innings. A 3-run shot in the sixth, and now a 2-run shot here in the seventh. And the Padres go up 9-6.
Dang! Oppo. I mean, this guy is, without question, the single most electrifying player in the game right now, bar none. That's just how it is. It is. That's who he is, and that's how it is. He took Ozuna's trot and did it one better. I mean, that wasn't even a trot. That was a walk. That was a strut. An incredible bat flip. Flip the bat, take a little stroll. In fact, that was a bat flip for the ages. That was nearly Joey Bats level. Nearly. I mean, nothing will ever top that. Rip, what the hell are you doing back there, man? You trying to crack your neck? What's up, old man? Just fight through it. You're into your last hour. Joey Bats had a bat flip to end all bat flips. There will never be another bat flip. Hence the gloss, Joey Bats. But Tatis was about a third of the way down the line before he did anything that vaguely even resembled a jog. Once he did start running, he was actually moving about pretty quickly. But you have to love the little hop that he threw him before third base. Point of this, aside from making the point that this guy is absolutely electric, if you have a problem with home run celebrations like that or Ozuna's, get over you. Get over yourselves. Get the hell out of here with that. I don't care that I stopped playing baseball in eighth grade. I don't care if you play baseball at the major league level. I mean this. If you have a problem with that, you have a problem with yourself. In fact, you are the problem. There is nothing wrong with partying like that in a huge moment. As awesome as that moment was, can you imagine how much better that would have been if there were fans? That was a moment and a game that did deserve fans. And by the way, it wasn't even over. Not even close. Tatis made it 9-6 in the seventh. The Cards came back in the eighth. They had two to make it 9-8. And then in the bottom of the eighth, there is Will Myers yet again.
I seem to think that Kerry Wood may drill him with a fastball in the ribs. Deep center field, Bader at the fence, gone again! It's a two-home run game for Will Myers.
Slam Diego, yo. 11-8 Padres. They'd go on to win that game 11-9. But not before the Cards made things scary in the ninth with a bomb, followed by a walk and a single with no outs. Bringing the go-ahead run to the plate, three straight at-bats, but San Diego finishes it off.
Runners first and second, two gone, 11-9. Padres by a deuce. Ground ball right side, taken by Haas, going to the bag. This ballgame belongs to my San Diego Padres and yours, who will play again tomorrow.
That's it. They're still alive. And they can keep on making history like they did last night when Myers, Tatis joined George Herman Ruth and Lou Gehrig as the only pairs of teammates with two home runs in a postseason game. Will, Fernando, Babe, and the Iron Horse. Pretty damn good company. I don't root. You know this. But I got to admit, I'm hyped that San Diego did what they did last night. You should be too, unless you play for the Cardinals. You should be hyped because more Tatis is a good thing. And we get at least one more game of Tatis today, which means another chance to see something like this today.
Tatis, he's going to lead SportsCenter. He's again another home run, and the Padres add to their advantage. An opposite field shot that he knew from the get-go. And
slam Diego!
Flip amidst the flashing lights.
Running out of time, running out of outs. That gimmicky little bitch of a best-of-three series. About to lose another good one. Man, they plant their feet. He knew somebody had to do something. And he did it. And he said, I think my guys will feed off that. Somebody will do something. I hope I'm that guy. And they will follow. And that's exactly what happened. And now we've got a game three. They live to mash another day. They live to mash another day.
Slam Diego!
Let's go to the reaction really quickly. Chris in Montana tweets, who do I like in the Cowboys game? The cheerleaders. Damn, dude, that's fresh. Great take, man. And by great take, I mean, come on, Chris, really? At my two cents worth, America's team is a game over 500 for the first time in 6 years. More like America's redheaded stepchild. Keep hating. Keep hating. If America's redheaded stepchild wins, and I fully believe they will, you best get your ass in here on Monday. I can't wait for this game. Just need my guy, my man Baker, to show up, show out, ball out, do what he does. They need a big game from Baker. And I fully expect it. Homie makes the rare appearance. At USC Homie. No way. Somebody went to USC's got that in their handle. No way. What's next, bro? You got a sticker on your car? You got a license plate frame around your vanity plate? You got a flag at your doorstep? At USC Homie. Got any burgundy polo shirts? He tweets, Big Head referring to himself as we, like he has a back room of giant domed nerds working the numbers. No, dude, that's not the case at all. There is one giant domed nerd. It's him. He said we as if he and I get down and gamble together. And I said, watch that wee stuff. It's you, nerd! You big-headed nerd.
Nerd!
I mean, I'm not saying anything to his big head. I'm not saying anything behind his big head that I haven't said to his big head. He is a big-headed nerd. He's proud of it. He's got a lot of knowledge rattling around in that gigantic dome.
The way it flies, ice cold.
Haunted Horse tweets, Jim, I just called the local Ferrari dealership, and I told them, I just heard the big head. See you folks on Monday. Dude, you can't buy Ferraris with entertainment knowledge. This is for entertainment purposes only. Derek in Pittsburgh wore Alvy putting Ritt in his place today by telling him, put those buttons down. Those drops are for closers only.
Put that coffee
down. You call yourself a
down.
Board op, you
coffee
son of a bitch.
You call yourself a salesman, you son of a bitch.
You call yourself an engineer, you son
you
of a bitch.
You call yourself a salesman, you son of a bitch.
The thing I respect about Ritt is he's not good at it, but he thinks he's better than Alvey. The thing I respect about Ritt is he thinks he's a better talk show host than me. I have never seen a guy so confident and so unworthy of such confidence that I have to respect it. Ritt thinks that he can engineer this show, host this show, and run this country all at the same time. He does. I gotta respect it. Ritt, you can barely do the job I've given you. And yet you're running around acting like you could do all of our jobs better than us.
Game on.
Finally.
Finally.
I got a question for you, Ritt. Do we have a podcast guest for next week? Oh, we don't. So then why are you walking around here with your chest out, like you got a full head of hair, like you're better at our gigs than we are, when you don't even have a guest for next week? Come on, Garrett. A Friday tradition unlike any other. Ritt not having a podcast guest. Hey, a boss, what day do you host that podcast? Wednesday, Ritt. Right, that's what I thought.
It's lit!
What today? What day is today, boss? Friday, Ritt. Right. Hey, boss, what day is your birthday? October 14th. Same as me. Today. That's what I thought. What does any of that mean, Ritt? Ritt's one of those guys walking around with that attitude of, that's what I thought. When what he says makes no sense at all. That's what you thought. You thought what? About what? You're the best, Ritt, honestly. This guy is like a caveman. He's unflappable. Dude, he doesn't blink on anything. I respect it. Respect, old man. You don't have many days left. If I were you, I would experience and take them all in. You're not a young man anymore, Ritt. You are the best, though. XR4TI. You want to talk culture. All these coaches come on, they keep talking culture, culture, culture. The XR4TI's got the most amazing culture of all. And you know who it starts with? That old bald guy in the back row, Ritt. We're all taking our cue from him. He's setting the tone with that caveman mentality. An addiction to sugar. This guy's the best. And old trapper beef jerky. Alvy, how's that week that was coming? Ritt, you are something else, dude. Just acting it out. Product placement. Good times. All right, anybody else want to come in? 1-800-636-8686. Alvy's week that was is coming up. Speaking of the XR4TI, there is an extended member of the XR4TI who happens to grind it out in New York, who is moving on to bigger and better things. And I want to acknowledge him before the end of the show. I want to remind you also, as I'm looking at an email from my man Drew Kalisky, who is, honestly, I've done this a long time. I've been in this game a long time. I want to say that Drew Kalisky is the best TV producer that I've ever worked with. And that might very well be true. Sure, Rome, why don't you just suck up to your EP? No, I mean, this guy is incredible. The only other TV producer that I worked with that I'd put in that same category, and he's so much more than that, but Mark Shapiro. When Mark Shapiro and I worked together at ESPN, when Shapiro was on the way up before he took over the world, remind me of the same thing, which is a reminder that I have got an appearance on the NFL on CBS on Sunday. I want to keep hammering that. I'm not on every single week, so I pick my spots. Well, they pick their spots for me. And then I show up, and then you watch. Noon Eastern, 9 Pacific. Make sure you look for that. With that said, Alvy, I think that I will take a short time out. And when we come back, the phone lines are open. Alvy's got a week that was. We got the ATP, and I do want to talk about Clayton Kershaw. And I want to reference a valued member of the XR4TI. But he's an extended member of the XR4TI. All of that's coming up between now and the end of the program.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
What's everybody doing this weekend? Gotta watch ball. Lot of ball. Lots of ball this weekend. One thing you should do is check out episode 145 of the Jim Rome podcast. Mark Mattson is my guest. I previewed that yesterday. He comes off extremely well. He's so interesting. Very deep. Good Stanford man. He is the head basketball coach at Utah Valley. And we covered a lot of ground. We talked Kobe. We talked Shaq. We talked LeBron. We talked Mike. We talked COVID. We talked social justice. Really good conversation. Episode 145 of the Jim Rome podcast. All right, so let's go to the phones. Now, this guy has been a caller for a long, long time. Goes way, way back to when I got my start. He's been a topic for a long, long time because he admitted on the program that he was homeless. But he hasn't called the show for a while. So it's only fair. Let's go there. We've got a long-time relationship. Let's go to the LBC, Long Beach. Ira Craig. Of course, he's calling, right? The Preakness is coming up. What's going on, Ira? How are you?
Romy, what's going on, compadre?
Ira, if this already does not sound like Ira, but I'll play along. Everything's great, compadre. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I know it's not the What's Your Beef segment, but I'm hosting a tailgate this Sunday for the Rams game. It's under the overpass on the 405. So I don't have beef, but I do have possum, squirrel, and rat. And we're going to be grilling up those things all day long, amigo. You and the crew are invited. War me hanging up a bed sheet and acting out the Rams game with shadow puppets. And war me begging for change to bet on the Preakness. Rack me.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Hey, listen, I mean, just because the entire call was about bum smack, and I don't allow bum smack. I love you guys. They're like, Ira or Alvin's all, yeah, you know, dude, that's bum smack. The whole call was bum smack. More me begging for a change so I can bet on the Preakness got him run. What about his party under the 405 overpass and the shadow puppets on the bed sheet? The whole call was bum smack, Alvy. Having possum and squirrel at the tailgate, that was okay. That didn't qualify as bum smack, Alvy. He doesn't have beef, but he has squirrel and possum. That's not bum smack. Say it, Alvy. I know what's going on behind the other side of the glass. I know exactly what's going on. I'll say it for you. Well, dude, it's just Adam, man. Adam wanted the call to go because he said it would be funny. You idiots. Come on, man. Am I the only adult in the room? The whole call was bum smack. The only question now is, if that was not Ira, who was the idiot who made it? A guy who can't spell his own name. All right. Let's keep this thing rolling. That's going to be a really easy act to follow. If I were on hold right now, I'd be thinking to myself, pick me, pick me. That is an easy act to follow. That's not like having to follow Jeff in Richmond or the BIC. That was just some idiot pretending to be Ira Craig. No names mentioned. Geoff. Let's go to Harrisburg. Jason. What's going on, Jason? How are you?
I'm great, Jimmy. I'm calling because I heard Brad's response to Matt in LA yesterday, and I hate to disagree with Brad because he's one of the best to ever do it, but he's wrong. The only D's of any kind Matt's ever had in his hand are the batteries he stuffs into his chubby girlfriend's toy when he can't finish the job.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
I won't even repeat that. Normally when a guy gets run, I will repeat what was said and discuss how that's not allowed in the middle of the daytime on a syndicated radio product, which is carried on several hundred terrestrial radio stations. But I'm not going to dignify that or reset that. We will handle that topic and that phone call with the responsibility that it entails and deserves. and we will do so in the week that was, that Alvin is editing currently, that will play back next segment. Well, obviously, you can't handle that. It happened. It happened on my show with my name on the marquee, so I will own that.
Yeah,
because I am here for extreme ownership, accountability, responsibility. I'm not here to point the finger. It happened on my show, therefore it's my responsibility, but we will handle it in a responsible manner. All right? Wow. Look at that call. Why not just make it a hat trick, right? Why not? Three strikes and you're out, right, Hawk? Hey, Adam, put on your cans right quick. It won't go as badly for you as it should, or you think it will. I just have a question for you. So yesterday I got home, and I checked on my iPhone, the app on the weather. The AQI was like at a buck 65. What is that? We've been hovering in the high 50s, low 60s. I wanted to get out a little work done.
No idea, and it's bizarre because we don't live too far from each other. AQI, for those
that
don't
know. Oh, no, we live pretty far from each other. Dude, you're nowhere near my neighborhood. Let's be straight about that. Come on.
Okay, but relatively speaking, it's 45 minutes. But it was odd that your
air... It might as well be 4,500 miles, but go ahead.
It was weird that your air quality index was in the 150s, which is very unhealthy.
I think it was 165, dude, like my IQ. What was your AQI?
When I looked after you texted me, it was in the 60s.
Like your IQ?
Yes.
It's amazing how I set that up without even trying.
That was very nice.
No, for real? You were in the 60s?
Yeah, so Fullerton was in the clear. And... I mean, we weren't going outside anyway yesterday. It was like 150 degrees.
I got to look at this real quick. That does not sound right to me. All right. 93.
At least it's coming down.
Is moderate. That's coming down.
It's still bad, but it's coming down. It's been a very horrible summer for California.
Would we ride our bike or run, jog, hike at 93?
I think, yeah. Anything under 100, you can go outside and do your thing, but... Any what you had yesterday, I would have stayed inside. But the heat sucks anyway right now.
What are you doing? You going to ride?
Yeah. Tomorrow morning, yes, when all the cars are off the street.
Tomorrow? What about today?
I don't like to ride in the afternoon because it's like playing Frogger with your life out there. And after I almost died, I will stay off the bike and do something else. So I'll wait.
I didn't know that. I thought you were on the bike every single day.
No, not anymore.
Are you going to run?
Yeah,
after you almost died.
Yeah, running because you can do it on the sidewalks. Absolutely, I'll get a run in.
All right, good man, good job. Thank you, Adam Hawk. He is my AQI advisor. I'm not sure why that is, but mine was like a buck 65 yesterday. Of course, it was 200 degrees outside yesterday in Cali, where I live. All right, so we're not going to take that third phone call this segment because it would be a disaster. What we will do is take a short time out, and then Alvin's Ionic week that was
Ionic
will be next. Adam, do you have an ATP yet? He does. That's coming up. A huge call may be coming up. Before I do anything else, though, I have a sports update for you. Here it is. Actually, I don't, but Erica Herskowitz does. It is time. Time to answer your Ask the Pros question. You ask the... No, it's not time to die. It's time to ask. Check that. Time to answer. Time to answer. Time to answer. One more time, Alvy. Answer. The Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. ATP. Hi, Jim. Are you participating in that ridiculous Sober October along with Hawk? Thanks. Bella B in Calgary. Bella, to quote Lawrence Taylor, when I asked him, are you a good dad? He said to me, and I quote, are you?
Lawrence, are you a good father?
Am I a good father? Are you?
Well done, Alvy. I don't think Alvy knew I was going there, and he was ready. Check that. I didn't say, are you a good dad, to LT. I said, are you a good father, back in the day. He took offense to that, and so did his kid. Anyway. I don't know why the two of them were so upset. I mean, at that point, it was questionable whether or not he was a good father. And you know how old that is? I'll tell you how old that question is, that exchange. I wasn't even a father, because I remember thinking, I don't know, LT, I don't have any kids. So anyway, going back to this. Hi, Jim. Are you participating in that ridiculous sober October along with Hawk? Thanks, Bella B in Calgary. Am I participating in that ridiculous sober October along with Hawk? Are you, Bella? No, of course not. Why would I do that? No, Bella, it's Friday. It's Friday, Bella. You know my deal. I get up. I denim up. I back it in. I go as hard as I can prior to this show. I go harder on the show. I leave the studio. I go home. I work out as hard as I can on Friday. And for what reason? To earn the Friday beverage. So no, I'm not. And I know you're not either. Not with your skinny martini lifestyle, Bella. I know for a fact you're not doing that. Hawk, I don't know why Hawk's doing what he's doing. I respect it. Sober October. That can't be easy. There is your ATP. The answer is no. I'll tell you what. Saturday night will be a sober October night because I'm working the NFL on Sunday morning. Tonight, I've got to deal with myself. I negotiate this with myself. If I go hard enough in my workout, then I will have a cocktail. Listen, really quickly, a shout out to somebody very important to us. My guy, Sam Dusenberry. Today is his last day with this show. Sammy D is on the TV side of this show. He's worked out of New York as our assistant director and has been here since day one. He's been here since we launched. This is a great dude. He's got a great attitude. He's a control room favorite. He knows the NBA cold, ice cold. And he's moving up in the company, and he's going to be a technical manager. Congrats to him. Make sure to look for this dude in the future. He is going to do very big things. Remember that name, Sam Dusenberry, because you're going to hear it again and again. I know this. In fact, check out his NBA podcast. It's great. It's called the Pick and Pop Podcast. It's on Spotify. It's on iTunes. My man knows his stuff cold. It's a great listen for hoop heads, especially right now during the finals. My guy, congrats. We appreciate you. We're going to miss you. Nice job. Thanks for everything. Time now for Alvy's Ionic Week That Was. Roll it, kid.
Time to answer.
So how was that weekend? Welcome to the program. My name is Jim Rome. What I'm saying is there is a hell of a lot going on. I could do nothing but NFL, but there is a lot to get to. And I'm going to get to as much of it as I possibly can. Jump in. Let's do this. All right. Week 3 of the NFL. Awesome, but ugly and weird.
Yeah! Don't tell me the Eagles are going
to... Oh, I know there was.
Oh, my goodness.
Goodness gracious.
And can you imagine how Philly fan would have reacted to that mess? If they eat horse crap when they win the Super Bowl, what would they be doing if a false start cost them a win?
That's inexplicable.
Touchdown, Buffalo!
And you focused on the wrong thing. It's not about the ref. It's about Allen. This guy has been ramming Crow Sandoz down everybody's throat that has ever questioned or doubted him, and he's doing it on a weekly basis.
I want to hear from the a-hole who said Josh Allen couldn't play in this league. And where are all the dopes who said Brandon Bean gave up too much for Stephon Diggs?
And the 49ers set up with great
field. I think about this area, you talk about blue collar.
What the hell is he talking about exactly? Shock of all shocks, Joe Judge is not Bill Belichick.
We're not looking for shortcuts.
Zero credit for not looking for excuses or pointing the finger.
Get it right.
Andy Staples.
Did you know you can put mac and cheese in a chicken wing?
How does that work?
Put it in there and then you wrap it in the fryer. I don't know why it works, but it works.
Twitter. So, on a Saturday night, I wanted to watch with a beer in my hand. I tried the Ultra. So I don't want to hear about drinking my own urine. Why would I do that? Casey.
I studied for 2 weeks drinking my own urine.
Manny in L.A.
Drafting Mitch Trubisky. I'm here to say that I
humbly apologize.
It's not your fault you had no idea what you were talking about, Manny. It's not my fault that I'm almost always right, Manny. Apology not accepted. He is Bryant McFadden.
When you're walking through the facility, Jim, at any given time, you might see Mean Joe Green. Just walking through, just vibing through the facility. That is iconic presence.
I honor. 49-yard strike, Mahomes.
Kansas City walked into Baltimore's house. They tracked mud all over the carpets. They put their feet up on the furniture. They raided the fridge, and they looked at the Ravens and said, what are you going to do about it? Yeah, that's what I thought.
For Rome, hope you enjoyed your nice, swift ass-kicking.
Intercepted, Fred Warner.
Fred Warner is my guest. The team plane got hit on the runway. Then you beat the Jets. Then multiple guys get hurt, and the MRI truck breaks down.
Man, Murphy's Law. Whatever can't go wrong is gonna go wrong. That was the theme of this past trip. Control what we could control.
Dwayne, you just got embarrassed on national TV.
I'm not the one who just got on national TV, Dwayne.
No one in your position calls that a win-win.
That was tragic.
Miles Gaskin, there are some alligators.
Oh, I love the canals. I love seeing you see the fish, see the alligators, you need iguanas, a whole bunch of type of stuff. Big old spiders in the trees.
Email.
You might hate the MLB postseason, but at least they're playing one. Unlike hockey, signed everyone ever. Hey, Vince, you troll. Dietrich Wise Jr. joining us.
Father always there. Repetition is the father of learning. Doing something over and over again until it became comfortable and second nature.
He is Aaron Rodgers.
Jim, I can't complain. Been a good start to the season. Finally back on your show after feels like a long time off, but always good to get back in the jungle. Get some of that good karma, buddy.
Karma.
John Morosi is back.
Tough act to follow. I love that conversation you had with Aaron Rodgers. What great perspective from both of you in there. I've got a couple new books to add to my reading list.
Take it away, Vic Fangio.
Now we're going to start, Mark. Brett.
I haven't heard a Bronco handle a presser like that since John Elway was shouting out.
Thank you to John Elway.
You're welcome.
Giddy up, horse face.
What's your beef?
People who have a beef with Aaron Rodgers.
But let me enjoy my 3 grocery bags full of tacos.
My New York Jets being on national TV tomorrow night. When you live in a crack den, you don't invite your parents over for brunch.
Ryan Fitzpatrick for thinking that all the women out here want him.
I'm taken.
I would rather catch the Rona.
DeForest Buckner.
The little man's getting big, fast. You know, going home, I mean, you don't ever have any bad days. You know, he's my wife.
Vesta Mac. Hey, like 2 hands on a double D rack. Your boy Matt in L.A.'s.
Double D rack? Yo, brother, take your verbal groping somewhere else.
The only double D's Matt in L.A. has ever had his hands on were his own big old flabby Dodger-loving boobies.
Bradley.
I was out in my backyard, Jim, practicing my yoga technique, and I came to the realization, Jim, that I simply have not been giving myself enough credit lately.
The worst game in the last 20 years in the NBA Finals.
I don't think it's a hot take, man. You're not good.
Below not good.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Atlanta. Fail clown.
You go out there and go crazy like that.
Check it.
I'm going to try to dunk on you.
I-N-D-Y.
Come on.
Too easy.
I ain't dead yet.
It's like pulling teeth.
You dig.
But I do have possum, squirrel, and rat.
Human trash.
Inexplicable.
Chubby girlfriend's toilet.
Deuces, Jim.
Go Colts.
Perform.
And until next time, Jim.
Thank you, Jim. You're the best, buddy.
Good night now.
No, Aaron, you're the best. That was our best phone call week since the Smackoff. And when I said earlier, I want to shout out to the BIC and also to Jeff in Richmond. I forgot to reference Rick in Buffalo, who called earlier this week. That is a great call week. One of the best. In fact, the best since the Smackoff.
You dig?
Huge call today brought to you by Dell Technologies. When you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor, they're focused on you, ready to offer tailored solutions powered by Intel vPro platform to keep your small business ready for what's next. Call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. 877-ASK-DELL. You know what? It's been such a great call week that nothing could happen between now and the end of the program to jeopardize that. So what the hell? He's been on hold for like a week, a month, a year, whatever. I will indulge him going to the weekend. Let's go to Parody Larry. Parody Larry. Lawrence, what's going on?
Hey, Ron. What's up, buddy? Hey, Muttley in L.A., stick to doing your wacky races on the 405 with your pal Dastardly instead of coming in with that garbage, pal. Hey, listen, I got Aaron Rodgers here, and he wants to talk to you. Hey, Jim, hanging with my friend Larry. He wants me to sing you his new song. It's a beautiful night in the Superdome. We kick the Saints' ass and sent them home. Hope they don't whine. We played fine. That's enough of that, Jim.
That's not a good car. No.
You don't like that car.
I don't like that car. Not a very good car.
I got a question, Larry. Did you just run yourself? I have a question, Alvin. How come you didn't run him immediately when he didn't go right to the parody? Hawk, you got your fingerprints all over this crap. This needs to stop. And Alvin, since when do you do what Hawk wants you to do? Shape up, fellas. Oh, you wanted to hear the parody. Is that what you just said to me? You wanted to hear the parody.
Yeah.
Since when? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep Rex Lee's name out your mouth, Alvin. Yeah. Wow. I'm really sorry this has come to an end. My thanks, too. Hey, way to take that off the board. God, you guys, man. Wake up.
Step your game up.
Step all of your games up. I want to thank Will Brinson for coming on the program. That was outstanding. I would also like to thank you clones for partaking and doing what you did. I would like to thank the XR4TI for its effort today, although it was below par. Have a great weekend. Listen, I'm on the NFL on CBS on Sunday. See you then, we're out.